Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And yes, sir, welcome back. Welcome back to hour number two as we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on a Thursday evening. I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on as far as high school sports is concerned and everything else going on. We thank Sean Havens from Bulls 247 for joining us in the first hour. Also, Matt Michel from the Orlando Sentinel for joining us. We talked a little UCF and certainly Andy Villamarzo, who kind of told us we're ready to go with that. Okay. And got a lot of things going on. Like I said, this is the time of year where a lot of the college coaches are hitting the road to check out a lot of these high school players throughout the country. And then when this cycle ends in spring, for them, then the college coaches open their doors back up in June for the entire month of June for their camps, their combines, their 7-on-7s and such. So it is a never-ending process, thank goodness. And one of the programs, obviously, that spent this spring very busy. New faces, a lot of things going on at the U for the University of Miami scrimmages. We had a chance to check out their spring game, a lot of good things that happened. And I know that everybody left very optimistic as they head towards their opener on August 31st at home against Notre Dame. Head coach Mario Cristobal has done an awesome job and continue to build this program right back to where it was. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Thursday evening.
Lou, appreciate you having me, man. How are you doing?
You know what? Busy. This is my time of year that I get a little bit busy going out to practices every day, checking out the kids. And certainly I know that you, with everything going on now with the portal and NIL, you guys are triply busy. And, I made a point talking to one of the coaches a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, listen, you guys are like doctors. You're always on call. You never know what's going to happen from day to day. You like this, though. I mean, this is you. I mean, this is I know you could have had it just a tad slower, but this is something that you relish to be in the middle of football every single day, to be immersed into, you know, the unknown, new things happening. Talk about that from your standpoint, because I know you relish this.
Well, I'm literally at a recruiting dinner right now.
Well, there you go.
to do the show. And it's, again, you adapt or you die. And it's a model that no one's used to. There's really no cohort. There's really no handbook for what goes on. But it is, again, you have to make sure that you build the best roster you possibly can. And you do it in different forms. And I think the part that I think is missed right now, too, is, you know, the portal is, you could use it in different ways because there's guys that have 1 year left. There's guys that have 2 or 3 years left. And it's like taking a freshman. It's like taking a junior college transfer. So, you know, you have to compare it to what you see out there for this past class, for the next class. And make decisions, and it's a nonstop, I would say, process. But I love it. You know, I think it's, again, we're working hard at Miami. We're getting better and better, and this is no different, man. We're going to take another step.
You and I sat down like a couple of months after you took the job, and we talked about, you know, this team and the roster and moving forward. And you said to me that every year you're going to notice the difference. And I know that and the first time I really bought into that is when you were at Rutgers with Schiano. And I think he said the same thing. He goes, every year when we come back here, you're going to see that we have a better team than we had last year. Talk about that, because your roster and your coaching staff has evolved every single year you've been here. I know from your standpoint, there's never going to be an end process. There's always going to be changes. Where are you at in that process right now? Are you almost right where you thought you'd be at this time?
Well, I mean, to me, it's always about progress. No matter where you thought you'd be or where you think you're going, just keep pushing the envelope and get better. You know, keep it on an upward trajectory, and we feel that we are doing that. Like, every single class keeps getting better and better, more ready-made players, a deeper, more in-depth recruiting and evaluation process. They know guys everywhere, locally and across the country. Like we mentioned, with multiple years in the portal or single years in the portal. But people that, at the end of the day, the more you do this, Blue, you know what you figure out? It's got to be guys that really want to be here, really want to be Miami Hurricanes. And you don't compromise talent, right? It's got to be a certain talent level specs, but they got to really, truly want to be part of this. And you know what? Last year, I think we caught the attention of the country in a positive manner. And now it's, again, the next step is to continue to progress and get better.
Yeah. And not only that, you know, when we talked in a couple years ago when you first got here, one of the deficient places on this team was the offensive line. And I remember you saying to me, goes, you know what? This is my expertise. And with you and Coach Mirabal, I watched this offensive line progress to the point now where I sat there and watched you take these guys through drills in the spring. And I said this to people, I said, you know what? This may be one of the best offensive lines this program's had. You know, I mean, it, and you don't compromise. And I watched you. You're working with the offensive line. And instead of that, you patting them on the back and say, okay, we'll get them next time, you go, do it again. And I, you know what, there's something about that, because they know when they come here, they not only have Coach Mirabal, who does an awesome job, and obviously we've seen it, but they have you, who's hands-on, your position. You love that position. Talk about that advantage, because, you know, while you have to pay attention and go around to the running backs and go to the DBs, you gravitate towards that offensive line a lot.
Well, you know, I gravitate towards the trenches. I mean, Coach Mirabal is the absolute best there is in the entire country, and we feel just as strongly about the defensive side and our defensive coaches. And where I can always help the team best is in the trenches, at the tight end position, on special teams, you know, things of that nature involving blocking, block destruction, right? Your protection, your schemes, angles, numbers, leverage. And I think it's important that for us to note all the time that the players that really want to be good, they want to be pushed. They want to be coached. They want to be challenged. They want to be presented with opportunities to get better. I don't never met a competitor and a guy that wants to be elite that was just okay being patted on the back. There's plenty of time for them. They get that when they retire. Right now it's go time, and this is not the time for ease and comfort. This is the time to work, and that's what they're going to get here, brother. Hard work and an opportunity. That's all we promise.
No doubt. Mario Cristobal joins us, head coach, University of Miami. And the thing, too, about spring, you had an opportunity to lay your eyes on a few new kids for the first time, especially at the quarterback position. You know, your quarterback who's going to open up against Notre Dame didn't practice. Obviously, he's recovering from an injury. Was that tougher, do you think? Because we know that he was a standout at Georgia, but was it not really important for him, you know, to be in that? Because I saw him and he communicated well, but was that a concern of yours that he wouldn't be, you know, there with all the guys every single day and then leading everything and then throwing? Or you said, hey, listen, this guy's got enough experience where he's going to pick it up?
Well, it's not ideal, but it's also not a concern. I mean, he has logged so many reps and so much experience at such a high level and perform at high levels. And we feel a lot like Cam. We feel that we could provide him with a really high level of protection, and we could provide him with a really high level of a supporting cast that has the right skill set and a scheme that is going to allow him to unlock his potential. So we feel really strongly about it. He's looking great throwing the ball. So we're nothing but excited, man.
Right. You came away from spring, and let's concentrate on the defensive side. Obviously, there was a lot of deficiencies there last year, a lot of injuries, a lot of, depth wasn't where you wanted it to be. All of a sudden, you go in the portal, and you have a secondary now that I think is as good as a lot of them. How do you feel about the defense this time around as opposed to a year ago?
Excited because I think it's just a very organized and detailed operation. And I think we have a coordinator that has a system that really ties into what we've recruited. And a system that has answers that our players can comprehend and they can communicate and get lined up and play fast. That's how I feel about it. And I feel that it was seen on a daily basis in terms of how they played faster, how they communicated better, and how they played physically. They had more of a violent nature because they knew where to go. They knew what to do. And again, we have miles to go. But, man, in those 15 practices and those walkthroughs in between, we thought the progress was tremendous. And we know that we have to even do more in the summer and throughout fall camp to get to where we want to be.
Yeah. For this program, Coach, how important was it for Massador to come back? Because he seems to me where he's like a heart and soul. The kids look at him. They rely on him. He's got experience, probably more experience, at the college game than anybody. He's a mature type of guy. He's one of those people that, everybody kind of plays around. How important was it that he came back?
Massador is one of the more underappreciated guys. And I'll tell you what happened is he is a great edge player. And we kind of morphed into some things last year that really don't fit us. All of a sudden, we were an odd, tight team. He was having to play the four-eye instead of allowing these guys to blow up the field and work their skill set to the max. Two-gap movements, long sticking and whatnot. And you kind of diffuse the ability of a guy to make plays. You diffuse a guy's natural ability to block, destruct, and, create negative plays. So now that we're in a system that allows these guys to play upfield and play fast, we're starting to see what we saw in year one when he got here. And he loves Miami. He's a loyal Miami guy. And we're excited to see him, shine this year in our new system.
Yeah. And as you look at this team and, you've had a couple of really good recruiting seasons, a lot of these kids who are now sophomores, they've had that year as freshmen, they've learned, they got bigger, they've kind of, matured, not only as football players, but as human beings. How excited does that make you? Because when you recruit and you do it as well as anybody, you've got to go on potential and you've got to go on projection. And a lot of these kids, when you recruit them, are 17 and 18 years old and they're babies. When you have an opportunity to project and say, well, this kid, when he gets older, he's going to be a freak. And now a lot of these kids are getting older and they are becoming freakish. Talk about how that feels to you to kind of know, hey, listen, we made the right choice.
Well, it's all in the development, and this is the most imperfect science in the world. And what you do once you get them here, you invest every ounce you can in them. And you also make sure that they're challenged, make sure that there's a path that they clearly understand and know that they're going to get pushed. That there's going to be competition and that competition has to be that they embrace, that they encourage, that they end up loving, because at the end of the day, it's the only thing that's going to make them better. It's true competition to bring out the best of them. And competition can never be seen as a threat, because Miami's been its best is when Miami had competition everywhere, all the positions, all over the field. So that's what we're aiming to do. That is one of the big goals of our program. We're certainly getting there in a good amount of positions, not all the way there yet, but development and growth, both mentally, physically, as a person, as a player, as a student athlete, as a member of this community, brother, that's at the forefront every single day.
Yeah, no doubt. Go eat some chicken or whatever you guys are eating over there in your recruiting.
I just want to get this Flair sign, buddy. That's all I want.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We'll see you this summer. Again, thanks so much, man.
Appreciate you.
Good stuff. Mario Cristobal, head coach, University of Miami. As good as it comes when it comes to recruiting. I mean, I'll tell you what, I'm sure he's eating plenty of rubber chicken just to bring home a player, and he does it, does it as well as anybody.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.